Oh, Rush, you are such a card. Thank you for that interesting story. And thank you for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. The time is 6:01. You are still listening to KOOP. Hornsby Austin. We all good to go here?
Yeah, it's just plain.
Okay, cool. What are we going to hear right now, Mac?
It's my friend Lissy, Pursuit of Happiness, from a live recording.
All right, Mascot Wedding Show coming up next.
Crush a bit, little bit, roll it up, take it here, feeling it, feeling like 2 a.m. summer night, I don't care, hands on the wheel, driving junk, I'm doing my thing.
All right, everybody, the time is 6:09 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP, Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hatta.
My name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, please do. The phone number is 472-5667. Do you like letters? 472-KOOP. Anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it. And if you want to send us an electronic piece of mail, mascotwedding@gmail.com. I got the page open right now. If you send it, we will see it.
Boom. We just heard Jason Lowenstein from his album at Sixes and Sevens. That was Funerals. Good stuff. And then starting us off?
Starting us off is Lissy, L-I-S-S-I-E. And that was from a live show of hers in Portland, and it was a Kid Cudi cover of Pursuit of Happiness. How are you, David?
I am ill right now, but I'm powering through because I love this show very, very much. I'm trying. I'm trying very hard. But the good news is we have 50 minutes left. That's not good news. I want to be here. But yeah, I'm sick. How are you, Mac?
I'm doing okay. Oh, boy. I'm tangled up in microphone cords. Leave me to die, David.
And we shall.
Oh, plus we got a special guest in the studio. Cans are cutting out. You know what, though? I'm going to power through. That special guest, she was here last week, part of the Mascot Wedding extended family, Jimena Estrada.
Hello, everybody.
Hey. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
I'm sorry you're sick, by the way, David.
Oh, no. It's totally fine. It was my own doing. I ate spoiled ribs.
Really?
No.
Okay.
No. Just allergies. You know how it is this time of year. Gets to be the worst.
Man, this time of year. Oh, so I've been editing a lot of, before I go on with the this time of year screed.
Sure.
I was editing a lot of, I just did it again. I've been editing a lot of podcasts.
Okay.
I have the one from not last week's show, but the week before, ready to go. That'll get posted at some point.
Excellent.
And then maybe next week, we're going to be all cut up, going to be current. So we can finally make references to current things.
Yay! Take that, haters.
Yes. However, in editing these things, I say like crazy.
Oh my goodness, yes, as do I. So
no, actually, you're pretty good.
How am I?
You do say but I tend to make these really egregious where, and it's killing me trying hard not to say it right now.
Sure.
We've been criticized, or the show has been criticized, I wouldn't say we, for saying us in the past.
Well, we are the show.
Yeah, well, they said the show. It could have just been me, though.
All right.
And see right there, I feel like I say and in between stuff is sort of like a placeholder. Like we're looking at each other and I will go, and it's kind of a signal for you. Like you cannot talk right now. Uh-huh. I'm going to say something in a second. I feel like that's just rude.
Well, because conversation is a precious commodity for you. So you have to like, stake your claim. You're like a land grabber.
I do have the competition in me and it extends even to talking. Shaking your head isn't going to work on the radio, Jimena.
Okay, Mac.
If you think of a jerk, you can just say it.
You're a big fat jerk.
Oh, a BFJ.
Yeah.
Ooh, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I can go for a BFJ right now.
It's a lay easy.
Wait, I was thinking of...
What were you thinking of, David?
Some sort of... I was trying to make it into a sandwich, but then as soon as you said, oh, don't, then I was like, oh, that could be something else entirely.
Well, you could say a BFJ, like a big fat jerk chicken sandwich.
No, I was thinking of like something in jelly, like butterfat and jelly.
Yeah.
But then I was like, that's not healthy. Because it's a real thing, and I was worried that this unhealthy sandwich would be the death of me.
So my New Year's resolution,
sure,
for this show, besides taking it to the top once again,
right,
is I'm going to try and cut down on my uhs.
Well, good luck.
It's going to be tough. There's going to be a lot of awkward pauses where I actually think about things before saying them.
Right.
That does sound like the death knell of any SJDJ. Shock jock.
Yeah, are we still shock jocks?
I'm a shock jock till I die, my friend.
Really?
I say things that my body, B-A-W-D-Y, bowdy.
My body.
Body, there it is.
Yes.
The body things I say, you're shocking like, to let you all.
You're the Benny Hill of radio, we've decided. Because you also are followed by a bevy of ladies.
Yes.
Who wear fishnet stockings.
Plus, I walk weird.
Yes, you do.
Very stilted.
And you like to be some sort of man-child from time to time.
That's right.
Why did that work? Why did Benny Hill work?
Did it work?
I feel like it did. It was on for a while.
Explain this to me, British people. Do you have any British friends out there? Do I?
Do you?
Owen Edgerton's kind of half British.
Yeah, he's... have him call up.
His parents are Brits. Right, yeah, he's in L.A.
Nah, he's not doing anything right now.
Yeah. It's probably L.A. spinning right round. You know what I mean?
I don't know what that is.
I'm going to tap my nose. How about now?
I liked Benny Hill when I was 10. Because it was titillating, and it was sort of, yeah, exactly. It was this sort of body humor, and I was like, hey, this is great. This isn't on TV. And then I turned 11, and I was like, oh, there's a reason why this isn't on TV.
I think if I saw Benny Hill when I was 10, and it's quite a possibility, because I used to have those, well, I guess that came later, those, oh, and the incomplete Benny Hill.
Right.
I think that would have just confused the hell out of me. Just watching it like, I don't, what is going on?
Yeah, it was definitely a British fever dream.
There it is. And a BFD?
Yes, it was. Oh, man, I can go for a BFD right now.
The BFA. Whoa, easy. That one's even dirtier.
A Butterfat and Dramamine sandwich.
Yeah, sure. And off to an awesome start.
Yay.
By the way, thank you to Rush for another edition of Around the Town Sounds.
Yes, and for creating great music for over 30 years.
Oh, wait, no. I would never, ever think that band.
Wait, that was Boston.
I was listening to Boop 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 Bop. So I just did it right there. The Lounge Show.
Yes.
And Jay Robillard was reading off the entire Saturday schedule, and he mentioned us.
Yes.
I appreciate Jay saying that. Like, Mac, how come you and David don't do that? We don't have that kind of time.
Exactly.
We don't have that hour and a half, 2 hour block, whatever it is.
Right.
Don't remember.
That mega block.
Yeah, the mega block. That Robillard has, the Robo Lord has.
Yes. And all hail our Robo Lord for this
fine
Saturday afternoon.
Yep. We gotta keep things tight.
We got
a tight hour.
Exactly.
But speaking of New Year's resolutions.
Yes.
Have you, David?
Yes.
Jimena. January. It's almost in the books, right?
It sure is.
What have you done so far in January?
Nothing.
Nothing. David, January, go.
Nothing.
Goose egg.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I've done so far in January?
What's that?
Well, I've done a whole lot of nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
And yet, when they look back on the year and on the decade and the whatever, I feel like that starts December 1st. Like, people are like already like, I'm going to make my, I'm going to wrap up the year, make my New Year's resolutions already, talk about the year's best movies or whatever.
Sure.
People spend so much time wrapping up the year in December. And then, like, okay, now that year is that nice and tucked away, here comes January, boom, right out of the gate, boom, like getting things done. Mm-hmm. I've done nothing. I've accomplished nothing. I'm still planning and plotting.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. We got to move the info. Like, December, if you're like, oh, time to look back on the year, you're already taking that year off.
Exactly.
You should take January off, because you know what January is? It's useless, people.
No. Yeah. Well,
Do you ever remember getting a hot start?
You know what? I started this month off to a hot start.
Oh, you did?
I did. I feel like I did. Sure. Why not? Yeah. But then it just sort of petered out.
I got this month started off with a hot pizza.
Oh, man.
But that's about it. That's as close as I came to a good start.
Pizza.
I know. Let's go get some after the show.
I'm still... Oh, man. I'm still doing my resolution, though. I'm still doing the book. So it's helping me to actually visualize how lousy my month has been.
You should read some of that on the air.
Oh, it's really nothing. It's really not... But you know what? Maybe I will.
Wait, you're writing a book first?
No. I'm a... No. I haven't... No. I can do that for the entire show, right? No, one of my New Year's resolutions was to keep sort of a log of everything I do throughout the day. Not, in sort of flowery language, just very matter of fact. Like, because it was a three-pronged attack. One, I wanted to control my weight a little better. Mm-hmm. So if I keep a chronicle of my weight, I can do that. Two, I wanted to control my spending. And if I keep a chronicle of my spending, I can write it down and see that. And then three, I wanted to have more fun this year. And so if I see that today was filled with three naps, I know I should make changes in my life. But in my defense, I am sick. Like, I actually, Friday afternoon, I was chomping at the bit because I had a whole list of things I wanted to knock out. I wanted to do projects. I wanted to just really dominate this weekend.
Plus, you have horse fever.
I do have horse fever. Yes, I've got clip-clops disease.
that's actually something else, David.
Oh no!
Yeah,
from eating all those BMJ sandwiches.
Yeah, there it is.
I think you should be okay with the naps you took today. I mean, it's Saturday. You're not feeling so well.
It was completely right. Necessary. Yeah. The only lousy part about drifting in and out of sleep today is that this is going to thrill the audience. I am looking for a new default channel for my TV. Like, do you have a default channel?
Yes.
And what is it?
It is it's either True or ID channel. Because
ID?
It's a wannabe True TV channel.
Sure.
What does ID stand for?
Oh, I do know ID. Okay, yeah.
ID as in identify the perpetrator, I'm
That's all it's,
assuming.
Yeah. That's all it stands for.
But if I leave it on, I know that eventually Forensic Files, like a huge block of Forensic Files will show, and I just leave it on that and... And yeah, Forensic Files, it's comforting.
It's good to have a default channel. Mac, do you have a default channel?
Well, long ago I have sold my soul to the magical beast known as TiVo.
Sure.
And so TiVo during the night will record things. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes I'll turn on the TV and it'll be whatever TiVo had last recorded.
But you don't even have like just a channel for like white noise? Like,
to be honest with you, I don't watch a lot of TV. Hmm. Just flip around. Okay. I don't.
That worries me about you.
It kind of does. Makes you a bit of a sociopath.
I kind of don't understand your TV watching habits, I'll be honest with you.
Well, I don't know why you guys would say that or why you call me a sociopath, just because I don't understand human emotion. Oh,
that's it's just an expression.
I will turn on sports for white noise.
Okay.
But it didn't work last night because I turned it on just to have it on the background. And then Kevin Garnett and Channing Frye almost got to a point after Kevin Garnett punched Channing Frye in the groin.
Sure.
And then I was like, oh, screw you, work. I got to see how this plays out.
How did it play out?
It played out the way you'd think it'd play out. They just went on about their business.
Okay.
You know the problem with having True or ID as your white noise channel?
What's
that as much as I love Forensic Files, there's always those huge blocks of cops or America's dumbest criminals. Mm-hmm. And those, I can't stand those. I have to have several default channels.
Yeah.
So I think History Channel is one of them, and Comedy Central is the other one.
Sure. The thing about America's Dumbest Criminals, like on True TV especially,
yeah,
is that it's now populated with America's Dumbest Comics.
Yes.
And so, like, we were as a nation, as a society, we're fine with just watching robbers be terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have to watch, like, Ant have some commentary about it.
And wait, like, so it's kind of like a Best Week Ever style thing
it
now?
It kind of is, yeah.
And who's Ant?
Ant is that stand-up comic.
Okay. Is it good that I don't know who that is?
It is.
Awesome.
He was on Unhappily Ever After for a while.
Yeah, I've seen every episode of that. He said
or
so
that one actress from Reno 911
or whatever. Reno 911, never forget.
I don't know. I get confused.
That was a weird documentary.
What's her name? Nisi Dash?
Oh, Nisi Nash.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it rolls off the tongue.
It does.
Because she played a cop on TV, and so she's commenting on these dumb criminals.
Yeah, that's her credentials. She just shows them at the window, and they let her in, and she gets to talk in the studio for a while.
Actually, now that you mentioned that, I think I did see one of those like America's Dumbest Criminals. I forget who the host was.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was something like who had a vague connection to crime.
Danny Bonaducci, probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
He does those a lot. Yeah. Yeah, it's like him and Todd Bridges and a bunch of other ex-cons who just happen to be celebrities.
I remember Brian Unger left The Daily Show back in the day.
That's right.
And he left it to host some like BS show.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, because that was The Daily Show was first starting out. And so the idea of like hosting something else besides being correspondent on The Daily Show, that was a good move career-wise.
Sure it was, I guess, because The Daily Show really sort of plateaued, right? And then that hosting gig really panned out.
Yeah. Man, isn't it weird that Craig Kilborn used to host that? It used to be about like celebrity jokes and
weird
stuff.
Yeah.
Wait, he used to host...
The Daily Show.
The Daily Show.
Wow. I
know.
Was unaware of that. Whatever happened to him?
Exactly. He got his. That's what I'll say. Because I didn't like him very much.
Yeah.
I liked him. It was a nice change of pace with late night. I feel like because you have a lot of the self-deprecating guys and kind of the weird and then whatever the hell Leno is.
Mm-hmm.
So to have a super cocky guy.
Right.
I thought it was a nice change of pace. Did I actually watch the show? No. Nope.
Here's the thing. He was also like tall and good looking. And I don't know if this is a rule or not, but for me it is. If you're tall and good looking, you can't also be arrogant, or at least not from an entertainment standpoint. It's sort of like, did you guys talk about Ricky Gervais at all last week?
Yes.
Yes.
You did?
Yes,
we did.
Okay, well, here's my two cents about it. Because when he was this fat schlub and he was being sort of caustic and acidic towards people, it was, you would let it go. It was endearing in this sort of way because it was, you know, the little guy sort of throwing stones. But now that he's lost all his weight and he's slimmed down, it's like, you can stop doing that now. You're just coming off as a jerk. But I don't know.
Now that he's wearing the Simon Cowell shirts and...
Yes, exactly.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Oh, what a great look, Britton. Thank you.
Two things about that. Number one, I also didn't like the Creed Kilborn show because when I turn it on, I was like, what, did I just turn on a mirror? Mm-hmm. Like, no, it's another tall and attractive guy.
Sure.
Not just me.
Oh, boy.
Yep. And then,
I felt the same way about about the Littles whenever I would turn that on.
Whenever I would turn on Beethoven. Would come on and be like, oh, it's like me. I'm like Charles Grodin strangling my dog.
Uh-huh.
But no, it was that stopped making sense. Anyway, Ricky Gervais, here's the problem with him.
Yeah.
There's a picture of him like wearing very tight shorts.
Yes.
Golden shorts with a shirt off. And sure enough, that guy is pretty fit these days.
Yeah.
But he's still got a fat schlub head.
He does.
So I didn't realize that he had slimmed down until I had seen that picture. And even then, it's like you couldn't. Like, it just didn't seem to fit.
Yeah, he's got that swollen liquor head.
Like, I'd look at the...
It doesn't fit at all.
I'd look at the body and be like, okay, there's some muscular legs and then tiny shorts. And then, well, you know, look, I could see some ribs there and well-defined pectorals. And I'd get up to the neck and I'd be like, oh, that's a different picture now.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't connect the two.
He's standing behind some sort of cardboard cutout.
It's very off-putting.
Yes.
It's off-putting. Way to get healthy, jerk.
You lost your golden goose.
Can't win. You can't win.
Yeah, you know what I gotta say? You screwed up. Do you want to do take a song break, or do you want to do the remake of Movie Game now?
It's up to you guys. Let's plow through. I'm having a good time.
So we tried to do this last week. Mm-hmm. It was called the Remake of Movie Game, and it got derailed. And it got derailed because looking in the co-op giveaway folder,
right,
I noticed that there were some tickets to give away to 30 Seconds to Mars.
Okay.
And so I mentioned like, hey, I'm not going to give these tickets away because I don't care about that band.
Right.
And apparently every one of our callers disagreed. Because they'd call up, and I'd be like, hey, call up to play the game. And the people call up, and they'd be like, hey, why are you giving away those tickets?
Uh-huh.
And then finally, I was like, fine, I'll give them away. And then one guy called in and had some barnacle talk. I had to drop them.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
And then I kind of felt bad about teasing them, because people were like, call. As soon as I said, I'm not going to give these tickets away, but I have them. I can. People were like, bring. So finally, I gave them away. And then at the end, I didn't have time for Remake a Movie Game anymore.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
You sicken me. What's the matter with you? You're going to let the listeners push you around?
I did.
I left this show in capable hands. And you gum up the works?
They win. They have the power now.
That's awful.
They're the boss.
What is this? Egypt? No.
Oh,
topical. That's right. I'm going to dominate for 30 years. And that's got to be a sad point. Not to
you
get...
You that guy is like a role model?
Yeah. Why? Should I not? What's going on? I haven't been following
you. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I just feel bad for him, briefly.
Who,
I mean,
who, the Egyptians or...
The president. He's awful. He should probably go. But at the same time, that's got to be a lousy feeling to have like an entire city like riot because they don't like you. Like if somebody doesn't like me, it's going to be like, hey, you see Teresa over there? She doesn't like you. It's like, oh, that's a bad feeling. But to see like looting going on, it's like, wow, I must be a really bad guy.
I think David needs to write an open letter to Egyptian president Hosni Mubarak.
Yeah, tell me how you did it for 30 years. That's the letter you want, right?
Is it Hosni? Hosni? Dear Mubarak.
That works.
Dear President Mubarak.
Dear Mr. M. Because he's my teacher also.
Hey, buddy. How's it going? Hanging in there, huh? Tough it out.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
Probably there'll be some news where it turns out he's awful.
Anyway, tell me more about your favorite band, 30 Seconds to Mars.
Yeah, they're not. But
okay.
Thing gave out. Is it going to come back on? Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay, I'll power through. So, the remake of Movie Game.
Mm-hmm.
Warner Brothers announced that they were going to remake some movies.
Right.
One of them was The Wild Bunch. The other one was Lethal Weapon.
Yeah, they did.
And here's the thing about Lethal Weapon. The plot of that is pretty generic.
It is.
It's basically like, there's a cop who doesn't play by the rules. He's a loose cannon. And sure enough, they work together and they, you know, they beat the bad guys.
Right.
Yeah. So it's not that great of a plot. I feel like it's only carried away by these actors' charisma and the sort of their relationship with each other.
Yeah. You're really sort of, once you make Lethal Weapon, you're also doing yourself a favor and remaking 48 Hours and Cop Out and every buddy cop movie. That's, you know, you really, to say it's, we're specifically remaking Lethal Weapon, like you better have actual like names and plot points. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. But that's the thing. They just want the successful cachet that comes with that name.
Sure.
They also wanted to remake The Wild Bunch, which, to be honest with you, I have not seen.
It's great. It's amazing.
Bad idea, right, to remake it, right? Because like, because with the remake, you're hopefully adding something to it. Like, there must be a reason to remake it. Otherwise, you're just cashing in.
Right, exactly.
Which from a movie studio perspective, I could see why they want to cash in, because guess what? They're in the business of business.
Mm-hmm.
But another movie that might not have been good to remake, True Grit, for example.
Right, yeah.
However, that was great.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're like, well, what are you going to do? Are you going to update it or something? But, you know, like, no, we're going to keep in the West. But turns out you just, I mean, I don't, they adapted from the books and go off the previous screenplay.
Right, and you're putting it in very capable hands.
Capable hands, and you got an awesome performance. So mm-hmm.
Yes.
Something that on paper doesn't seem good turned out great.
Right.
So what we're going to do here, and we need your help, callers and listeners at home, the remake a movie game. What you're going to do is you're going to give us a movie that should not be remade. That is a stupid decision to remake it, and we're going to tell you how to remake it, and we're going to actually try and make it good instead of just for laughs.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm like, hey, Dave, remake Teen Wolf, and you're like, all right, so Mr. T plays a young, you know, Scott whatever. What was his name?
Scott Wolf.
It wasn't Scott Wolf.
Yeah. That was his name in Teen Wolf. Why do you think where do you think the wolf part of the title came from?
Okay. So he's just a teenage wolf.
Yeah, exactly. He was dealing with being a part of his family.
Do you remember Teen Wolf's actual name?
Actually not. I remember it was terrible.
The movie or the last name?
I remember the movie being not as great as I remember it when I was a kid, because we, full disclosure, played a drinking game to it one time and got schnockered.
That's right. It was the every time he puts his hands in his pockets.
That's right.
Which Michael J. Fox could not stop doing.
Yeah, that was like his
Yes. But we're not going to be like, hey, remake Teen Wolf. It was like, okay, starring Mr. T. Like, we're not going to do that.
Yeah. We'll give it a legitimate try.
We'll give it a try. Mm-hmm. So I want you to call in 472-5667. 472-KOOP and suggest a movie, and we'll have a little conversation with you. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
That sound good? So call in right now. But Jimena, you want to get us warmed up?
Well, let me say this first.
Yeah.
That idea of playing the drinking game with the drink every time they put their hands in the pockets,
yes.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah,
it was pretty great.
He does it like crazy.
Next time you guys do it, we'll let me know.
Oh, okay. I will.
Wait, we got a caller off the bat. KOOP, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. I was just, you did this last week of what movies shouldn't be remade.
Yes, I was talking about how last week it really didn't get started because people called in.
I was trying to joke with you. You've got to think of something new for the week. Okay, I got a movie that shouldn't be remade because it should never have been made.
Oh, is this the same one you called in with last week?
Hmm?
Come on, Kristen. Pay attention. We already talked about why we didn't do last. Anyway, sorry.
I'm sorry. Keep going.
It's a totally different one.
Okay, keep going.
Wait, I didn't say any movie that shouldn't be remade last week, I don't think.
Is that right? Well, it's a good thing we brought this back. Keep going.
Okay, you want to hear?
Yes.
What never should have been made. I think it's... I don't think there's a better book that I've ever read. I mean, not Shakespeare, not anything. Beloved by Toni Morrison.
Okay.
But the movie, I mean, after I'd read it, it was like, oh my, I mean, there's no way on earth you can make a movie of this book.
I rather liked the movie, but I didn't read the book.
No. Have you read the book?
No, I have not.
Well, I haven't seen the movie, David, so I'm going to have to defer to you in this remake.
Don't see the movie.
Ooh, good heavens.
Don't see it.
Don't see it?
Don't.
Okay, well, then I'll take it
out
of my
mind. The movie's an insult to the book.
Really?
I don't blame Toni Morrison because, I mean, she's getting the word out, and why shouldn't, you know?
I have to see this movie again.
No, don't.
What word is Toni Morrison getting out? That racism's bad? Or not, slavery was bad, excuse me?
No, she's got, bad. I mean, this is a much, Beloved is, I mean, you know, this whole academic conference is about just this one book. It's, I don't think, I've never read a better book, like I told you. I mean,
oh, awesome.
It's brilliant. It's,
Well, David, can you remake the movie?
Oh, but the reason it can't be made into a movie
mm-hmm.
is because, like, the most climactic scene, the one where he confronts her, Paul D., about trying to kill her children.
Right.
And I've got it right here, Beloved.
What page are you on?
We need to focus on the remake here.
Okay, that should never have been made.
Okay, so, David, how would you remake this?
You know what? I'm a little rusty right now. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Just put the text on. I mean, you have to read the book. It's not...
Well, we're not doing the adapt a book game.
No, she's right. I'll tell you what. I'll come back in a month, and I'll have a good treatment for you. It'll be 50 pages long.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. Bye. Okay, thank you. Bye.
So, Beloved, there you go.
Jeez. Honestly, like, I don't remember it that well, apparently. I remember liking it, but I could not... I'm gonna pass on that one.
Well, I think Kristen played it herself. She's saying, do a better job adapting the book. I guess is how you'd remake it.
Right.
So there we go. That one's in the books. I think we have one for us. 472-5667. Two other people called in the break. But, Jimena, do you have one?
We
can work on
since that one went so well.
Fine. Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind. Gone with the Wind. Are we... Okay, we can just do as much or as little as we want with this, right? Okay.
All right, so Gone with the Wind. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a good reason to remake it because you could really do a lot of fun with the battle scenes.
Right.
And the movie special effects no longer involve paintings.
Yes.
Like the original one did. We'll tell you what, let's take this call and we'll come back to the Gone with the Wind. KOP, you're on the air.
Mrs. Are we still playing the which movie?
Oh, yes. Yes. What's your name, caller?
It's Arturo.
Hey.
Arturo. How's it going?
Arturo. As Ms. Novak says, Arturo.
Ms. Novak is some sort of soccer announcer?
Yes. She's not playing rock and roll.
Excellent.
But either Mrs. Doubtfire or the Howard Stern movie. I can't remember the name.
Private Parts.
Private Parts should Private not Parts. Be remade at all. Let's do that one.
Okay.
We'll knock this one out.
David, go for it.
All right. Private Parts. Could we do like a... I would almost want to do a reboot taking the saga from him going to satellite radio. And like just sort
you're
of...
saying like a sequel.
Not a sequel, though.
Got to remake it. Can't remake... Got to remake it.
It's this. It's sort of this, in the same way that like Desperado was to El Mariachi. That's where I'm going right. with this. Well, okay, okay. Let me try. Let me remake this thing. Well, first of all, I would get Howard Stern out of there. I would put another actor in the place of Howard Stern, a more capable actor, because I never understood why people like listening to his voice. It's grating
to me. Much less trying to watch him or watch him try to act. I'm not sure which way to put the phrase that.
You know who I would cast as Howard Stern? Adrian Brody.
Okay.
I like that choice.
Yeah. He's delightful to look at, but he also has very sternish qualities.
You want a guy with a big schnoz.
Well, I was going to say his persona and the way he fills a room, but okay, if you want to go to his nose, that's fine, Arturo. I feel like I'm being mean to everybody right now. Am I being mean?
Yeah, all right.
Okay, good.
You're doing great.
All right, now shut up for a second.
but you can you put whoever you wanted it. So how would you remake this?
I like Adrian Brody. I like that.
Okay.
Ooh, good heavens. How would I remake this movie? I would take Paul Giamatti out of it because he is also unpleasant. There's a lot of unpleasant people in that movie. I would just overhaul the entire cast. I would still keep the same storyline, but I think a brand new cast would do it wonders.
Well, I feel like that goes without saying. You're not going to remake a movie with the same cast.
Well, right.
Well, would you keep Robin and the other guy that helps him out?
Nope.
I forget his name.
All gone.
Okay.
So nobody plays himself in the remake.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, because then it's a sequel without the main character.
That's true.
Without, the main actor. You know.
That's true.
It's like Seinfeld without Kramer or something. I don't know.
You know how I would remake this movie?
Go.
I would do it There Will Be Blood style.
Uh-huh.
Because he took that book, Oil by Upton Sinclair, just took a guy in the first half and made it into it. I would make this movie all about the guy who played Pig Vomit. And it would be sort of his, just, you know, his sort of rise to power and the fact that he had this guy, Howard Stern, is played by Adrian Brody, like in the background of super success. This guy's just trying to do a good job or whatever. And sort of he becomes the dark hero of the thing. And that's how I would do it.
The story isn't about Howard Stern. He's just sort of the given and the narrative glue. And you would introduce a new protagonist.
Yes. I would call it something with force in the title.
Scum Force.
Scum Force.
Something else. No, that's all right. Somebody already used
that. That's anyway. How I would do it.
Okay.
All right, but thank you, Arturo. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, no, good. Thanks for sticking with the rules and not trying to, monkey around like the previous caller. So.
That's right.
Thanks, Arturo.
Thank you. Bye. KOP, you're on the air.
He becomes the dark hero.
Hey, you're on the air.
Oh.
How are things in Atlantis, the underwater kingdom?
I got a real challenging one for you.
Okay, are you calling from a wind tunnel?
Yes.
Oh. Maybe you should get out of that wind tunnel.
Asked and answered. Please go ahead.
what about Jaws?
Jaws.
What about Jaws?
Should not remake it, but we will.
Yeah.
What's your name, caller, by the way?
Steven.
Steven, thank you for calling in.
Yes.
Jaws, you want this?
I do want this.
Jaws, remake it. Go.
But I feel like I'm sort of taking a page from what you just did, because someone pointed this out a while back, so I'm not going to take credit for it. But if you look at Jaws from the point of view of the mayor of that town.
Amityville.
Amity,
sorry.
Thank you. I was like, I wanted to say Amityville, but I was like, that's dumb. That's another thing. Yeah, the mayor of Amity was just trying to hold this thing together. He was just trying to hold the town together during its busiest part of the year. So if you approach it from him, like if you go sort of like the movie The Hospital, where George C. Scott like is... is running this hospital, and everything's falling down around him. So if the mayor of Amity is just trying to be the best mayor he can, and everything is falling down around him, like, there's a darn shark in the water now. And he's got to be able to, like, get people to kill this shark.
Is this a drama or maybe a comedy?
This is, I would go drama. I would go dramedy.
Because I'd say, guess who I'm casting as the mayor?
Who's that?
Amy Poehler.
Oh.
All right.
What if we do Jaws, but all lady cast?
Yeah.
That's a flip in the script right there.
It is.
Like the women, no men at all?
Oh, what? I'd see that.
Wait,
there's no men at all in the movie.
Yeah.
Weird. Not even the extras, not a single?
That doesn't make sense, though.
No, it doesn't. That's incredibly
Well, you brought up
though.
Amy Poehler, that right there.
I did. Well, that's... But so, go ahead. Sorry, I interrupted.
Oh, no. I think I'm intrigued by this women idea.
Did Stephen hang up?
He did.
No.
We got two lines up. All right. We got two lines going.
Is that how... I mean, do you want to take the other one, or you want to keep going with that?
Take the other one.
Okay. KOOP, you're on the air. Caller, you're on the air. Hey, you with the phone to your ear. I guess you hung up. Yeah. So, I can go back to Gone with the Wind.
Yeah, let's go back to Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind. It might be interesting to shift perspective on it, but I think that role, I think that's actually ripe for a remake. In a way that when you first hear about it, people be like, oh, that should not be remade.
Right.
But I think, you know, with the advances in, like, editing and sort of the differences of, you know, sort of modern storytelling versus the old movie.
Sure.
I think also that it should be realistic in terms of the timeline.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Like, because I feel like, you know, you hear about this, the daughter, like, didn't age right or something, or
right.
The war lasted longer than it did in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name? Scarlet O'Hara. Who'd you cast as Scarlet?
Oh, man. Who would I cast as Scarlet? Is Maggie Gyllenhaal too facey?
Yes, she is. She's no, keep right. going.
Megan Fox? Oh,
No.
She'd
no.
be
that, I, yeah. feel like, I feel like if you wanted to go that way with the Megan Fox way with the Gone with the Wind remake, then you'd turn into some sort of like...
it would be Baz Luhrmann's Gone with the Wind.
Thank you. Exactly.
We don't want any Gone with the Sexy Wind.
No, know? We're keeping it serious.
I wanted it a little sexy. I want everything a little sexy. That's why I greenlit that all-female remake of
What
Jaws.
About Ava Green?
Would I'd be down.
Was she in a...
She was one of the...
What's it called?
She was in Casino Royale.
Casino Royale, yes. Thank yeah. you. Yes, I'd go with her.
She has the face kind
she
of
does,
for it.
Yes.
In that case, there's one anachronism in that movie, a hot tub. KOP, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
I am on the air, great.
What's your name, caller?
Spot.
Spot, sure. I don't believe that's your actual name, but go ahead.
Well, it is, actually. It's actually Ooh. An Americanization of a Scandinavian name.
Spot, Patrick? you told me, Spot.
Yeah.
Put me in my place.
Uh-huh. Anyway, listen, the movie, I think, should never be remade.
Yes.
This is kind of an oldie, Rear Window.
Oh, Rear Window.
Here's the thing, though. It was kind of already remade as Disturbia.
Yeah, it was. There you go.
It was?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh. Well, where have I been?
You win, Spot.
you sound like you're over the age of 16, so you would not have seen Disturbia.
No.
Yeah, it's awfulsome.
It's Shia LaBeouf. Shia LaBeouf, isn't it?
That's right.
So yeah, there you go. You have an evening ahead of you.
Yeah, if you want to know what a remake would look like, I would.
There you go.
I'd point you in that direction.
Yeah. Well, the one thing about Rear Window is that that's one of the few movies I've seen that actually was better than the book.
Oh.
Yeah. You know what? That is rarely the case, mm-hmm. but it's always great when it happens.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Excellent. Okay. Thanks, Spot.
Have a good night. Bye.
Hey, yeah, you too. Tell you what, we should take a break just to get some business out of the way.
Okay, let's do that.
You want to...
I'll set up.
Cue me up? Okay.
Oh, are you?
Oh, I could. It doesn't matter. Why don't you go ahead and play?
Okay.
So when we come back, we'll play some more Remake the Movie games. So think of some movie suggestions if you want. But first, what are we going to hear, David?
We are going to hear some Pete and the Pirates, Ill Love, from their Little Death album. More Mascot Wedding Show after this. Mascot Wedding Show. My name is David Hotta.
My name is Mac Blake, and special in studio guest,
Ximena Estrada.
That's right. And what did we just hear, David?
We just heard Pete and the Pirates from their Little Death album. That was Ill Love.
That's right. And we are playing, we're in the midst of the remake movie game, where you give us the name of a movie that should not be remade, much like studios are trying to do. And we will try to remake it and make it legitimately interesting. David, we got an email.
Oh, all right.
From listener Mark. And he says, remake The Graduate. Teacher-student relationships happen so much nowadays, people might think it's a documentary.
Remake The Graduate.
Would you remake The Graduate?
Well, first of all, remake The Graduate. Remake The Graduate.
Yes, David, remake The Graduate.
Well, hold on.
Let's not put Sheila Booth in the Dustin Hoffman's. Okay.
Good heavens.
I know you
no.
wanted to go in that direction.
I was going
to
go. Actually, I thought about it for a second. I was like, who's young and. Oh, he is.
But you know, I feel like that's who they would cast nowadays.
Absolutely.
Ugh. What about the guy from Into the Wild?
Emil Hirsch?
Oh. Yeah, Speed Racer.
I'd be up for
He's
that.
He's got a good face on him.
He does. Real good face.
Yeah, maybe.
Real good
oh,
face.
Oh, you know who I would cast as Clark Gable? Surprise pick. You ready for this?
Sure.
James Franco. That wouldn't work at all.
That would not work out at all.
But you know what?
He would have to be her first husband.
Frankly, my dear.
The one that dies and makes her a
widow. Yeah, you know what? That'd be a really bad choice, but I think it would be interesting. But not in a good way, probably. Never mind. Strike that from the record.
Yeah.
His face is too squirrely.
It is. And he's not,
He doesn't have that southern charm.
Exactly. He does have charm.
He's super charming. Have you noticed that the new ad campaign for 127 hours? It just makes it look like this bright, uplifting picture. Like, best actor, James Franco. It's got a smiling face.
Yeah.
It's no like, arms chopping off. Anyway, The Graduate, David. Sorry.
The Graduate. The Graduate. I like Emil Hirsch.
What about plot-wise or the way the movie's approached? Or would you put it in space or the future, maybe?
Well, I'm thinking. I'm just trying not to, that's why I kept saying The Graduate, which is not much better, but still. The Graduate. Okay, let's take this for its parts. This guy comes home from college, doesn't know what to do with his life. He has a fling with an older woman, but falls in love with her daughter. Do you remember that movie, Rumor Has It? Speaking of.
No.
The one with Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah.
Oh, and I thought that was The Family Stone.
No, that's Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah.
Oh.
But Rumor Has It was. This was weird. I never saw it, but I kind of want to now that you mention it. It was about the characters who inspired The Graduate. Like Kevin Costner in that role was the Dustin Hoffman character. Yeah, it was bizarre, and I can't believe that was an actual movie. Did I stall enough? I feel like I did.
By the way, you want me to knock Clark Gable in my Gone with the Wind remake out of the park?
Sure, absolutely, yes.
John Hamm.
John Hamm.
I can see that. Well,
good luck finding that one.
Wait, one more you'd have to cast. You have to cast Ashley.
Easily Ashley Judd.
Next.
I feel like you're not getting it.
I stopped.
I don't.
Here you go. What if I know you hate him, Simon Baker.
Simon Baker.
Oh, he's the one.
Oh,
the Mentalist.
I
wouldn't cast that guy.
I would no longer watch that movie.
He could work craft services with his handsome face.
He's not that.
Anyway,
his blonde hair scares me.
472-5667, 472-KOOP. I wouldn't do it. He just reminds me that actor did play Ashley.
Listener Mark actually mentioned a good angle on it where he was talking about like teachers and young kids. If that was the angle on it, but Benjamin, the Benjamin character, is in love with a fellow classmate. And so he's trying to, learn the ways of love, but also like using this as his way to sort of get ahead in class. But meanwhile, not wanting to reveal it to his classmate.
I feel like a lot of the ways the Hollywood remakes movies is they just make it younger.
Mm-hmm.
Like this Graduate is a college graduate, right?
Yes.
Yeah, just kick it down to high school.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what, what's that movie called? Dangerous Liaisons.
Things I Hate About You is Taming of the Shrew.
Taming of the Shrew, but in high school.
And Clueless.
Cruel Intentions.
Clueless,
the high
yeah.
school version
yeah.
of...
In the Heat of the Night.
Yes, of course. Clueless was what? Emma? Sense of Sensibility?
Yes.
Emma.
It was Emma.
So there you go. Put it in high school. Like, how would you remake the movie Heat? Make it with children. There you go.
Yeah.
In a daycare.
No. It'd be awful.
Exactly. Did we finish The Graduate?
It's up to you.
I feel like I got a good angle.
So wait, you would do it what? Emil Hirsch.
I would do it in a high school.
Oh, you do it in high school.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he has an affair with his teacher, but he's in love with his classmate. So he's trying to juggle those. And it would be sort of, it wouldn't be as, it wouldn't take itself as seriously as The Graduate did. Have you seen The Graduate recently?
Nope.
It doesn't hold up. Have you, Jimena?
Nope.
Okay, yeah. Take a gander at that one. See if you still feel the same way you did when you were younger and watched it.
I feel like if you're the crappy director of this Graduate remake, you could be like, yeah, it's about reflecting society and like kids having kids younger and younger and all this stuff.
You have to, you have to be careful that it doesn't go the way of
what are you gonna say, Skins?
Superbad or yeah, or you know, like not too all about, you know,
get
sex
it
in a stupid way or
yeah.
Well, maybe.
Sex is never stupid.
KOP, you're on the air.
Hey, I got a movie for you.
Oh, laying on us. What's your name, caller?
Fat Carl.
Hey, Fat Carl.
The Godfather.
The Godfather.
See, I think I last week when I was talking about movies that shouldn't be remade, I think I brought up Don't Say the Godfather just because it has too many parts.
Yes. That really
Star Wars.
What?
What about Star Wars?
All right, remake Star Wars. That should definitely not be remade.
I feel like it has been. I feel like you give George Lucas enough time, he's going to anyway. But now that you've asked, let's see.
Remake Star Wars.
I would make it more racist, I think.
No, you gotta get a like legitimate try here.
I know. I just like that it's really, really racist and nobody cares.
You know what I would do with Star Wars? I would take the plot and characters and make it a Western. Because it kind of already, like, it's not a very science fiction-y movie. And I know that sounds crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more, Star Wars to me is always more fantasy.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no, like, you know, they just use, like, this magic stuff or whatever. And, you know, the idea of a used future, even though it is the past. Come on. But I think that's one way you could possibly remake it. The only other way I'd want to remake it from a nerdy perspective is if you if you went really back to basics with the, I feel like though that's what Star Wars did with the effects.
Here's where I take issue with your setting it as a Western.
Yeah, please take issue.
I mean, really, the whole reason studios remake movies is to glom on to the success of the name. So if you put it as a Western, it's not really Star Wars anymore, you know?
Well,
Saloon Wars.
The
Bride Wars.
But yeah, but at the same time. The Magnificent Seven, that was a remake of The Seven Samurai.
It was.
You know, so, I mean, but we don't...
Right, okay, I see what you're saying.
I don't... The studios are never going to remake Star Wars.
Right, okay.
Are you still on the line, FC?
I sure am.
Is this... What's your real name, Fat Carl?
It's Lance.
Lance. This is a local improviser and comedy legend, Lance Gilstrap, calling in.
What?
Yeah.
Since when do you have a phone?
I had to borrow it.
I knew it.
Hey, you guys are doing a show tonight, right? Midnight Society?
Sure am. 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, and where could people see that if they want to?
Cold Town Theater.
Cold Town Theater, and who are you doing the show with?
The Frank Mills.
That's like the two best improv groups in Austin, right?
The Frank Mills is the two best improv
groups. Oh, look at that. It's quicker than the trigger, this guy.
Yeah, he is.
How would you remake Star Wars if I put a gun to your head, Fat Carl?
Oh, I'd let you shoot me.
That's about the best answer you can give.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right, thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye. Perfect timing.
What do I do? Calling in. Tell my name's Fat Carl. Oh man, Star Wars. I think that's the movie that blows up the game.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
What if you did it, but it was in the ocean?
I think you'd really just have to not care about the source material. Like, there's a way to do it. I mean, that's what remakes and reboots and all this stuff are now. It's just, oh man, remember this movie that other people loved? Well, I'm going to completely gut it. For fun and profit.
I would go back to the original novel, the original Jules Verne.
Yeah, okay.
Written Star Wars, or right. Excuse me, War of the Stars.
Yes.
Novel was called. And all those weird elements in it, like, you know, I don't even want to say this word, steampunk. But anyway. I'd go back to the Star Wars novel, War of the Stars.
I'd make it more like a Battle of the Network Stars, I think.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, I like great. That idea.
Yeah, Gabe Kaplan will be Han Solo.
Hey, guys, we should get out of here.
We should get out of here. For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com, email us mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. Mac, what are we going to listen to?
We also have a podcast on iTunes.
Oh, yes, we do.
Search Mascot Wedding. Get it delivered right to your iPod or iPad every week. We're going to go out with TV Girl off their TV Girl EP. This is the first song, which is called what?
On Land.
On Land. Thank you, Jimena.
Yay!
Thank you for having me.
Stay tuned for The Clear Spot coming up next. Later.
Bye.